Hey there. Today we are going to speak about some urgency. Yes, in human life we have a lot of urgencies, and this urgency is one of very, very important, crucial, and we sometimes use this as a weapon too. Yes, this urgency mainly occurs when we were in school. In school, especially when teachers were distributing answer sheets or they were conducting a surprise test, we used this weapon and we used to escape from the class. Yes, it's nothing but urine urgencies. We are going to speak about urine as well as kidney. We are not going to speak about much in about kidney and urine, because there is no such things which common man has to know, like not so much. Moreover, I'll tell whatever like it's necessary to maintain your kidney proper. And I'm going to give you a bonus information about painkillers. You know, you take painkillers, paracetamol, to be Indian brands, you can like tell Crozin, Dolo, etc. I'm going to tell how it's going to work and why we are actually taking it for what. The human kidney is actually present in pairs. Yes, these kidneys are not as bigger as other organs. They are just the size of a small computer mouse, or not bigger than a small, like not a smartphone, a small phone, you know, because nowadays smartphones are larger. And moreover, these kidneys are so powerful, as in science we used to say, when something is very small, it has very more power, you know. So these two kidneys are very small, that they can filter all of your blood, the whole body's blood, around 4 to 5 liters in average. They can filter around 400 times per day. Yes, it's shocking to hear. It filters the whole body's blood 400 times per day. And it produces around 1.5 liters on average urine per day for an adult. Yes, it's true. As humans have two kidneys, we just need one kidney for a functional human, you know. We just require one kidney. For example, even lungs, we can live with one lungs. So it's not necessary you must be having two kidneys, because people may also get born just by one kidney. I actually don't know what's the reason, but no one knows what's the reason we have two kidneys. But we know we can use the kidney as substitute. We can even donate our kidneys if someone needs it. Moreover, kidneys are basically made up of something called nephrons. For a building, we need bricks. You know, bricks. They are like the bricks in the kidneys are called nephrons. If we take out these nephrons and we are stretching it along, then it will around cover 16 kilometers. So it's very, very lengthy, and it's constricted like in such a way it can filter. And there is a small misconception where you can find people saying that kidney is the organ which purifies the blood. No, purification in our body actually has two steps, two steps. One is intoxification and one is filtration. The filtration is done by the kidney and intoxification is done by liver. So there are two organs which actually purify the blood. I know. As soon as we hear kidney, people first, the thought process for people nowadays will be like iPhone. Kidney is equals to iPhone. Yes, we'll be like, oh, okay, whether we can sell my friend's kidney to get a new iPhone. But that's not true. You can't sell your kidney for buying an iPhone. Your kidney is not at all worth for an iPhone nowadays. iPhone is expensive than the kidney. I guess you should sell an iPhone to get a new kidney. And I'm going to give you the bonus information about the painkillers. Yes, these painkillers you eat, they are actually painkillers, of course. They try to stop you from getting the pain. You know, they block pain receptors, but that's false. Nothing happens like that. When your body actually undergoes a process called healing, you know, when something foreign objects come and attack you, for example, I mean, not outside, internally, like virus or something, you get fever. Fever is the side effect of healing, actually. So when something comes and attacks you, there's a small process going around here, and you won't be understanding if I tell you. I'll just tell you in a small, crispy way. There'll be process undergoing inside, and there are two enzymes called COX-1, COX-2. You know, these enzymes produce a hormone, a chemical called proglastidins, you know. These proglastidins actually induce inflammation, pain, temperature, you know. Only these chemicals are caused for pain and stuff. So what we eat painkiller, no, they just go and they stop this COX-1 and COX-2, and they prevent them from producing this proglastidin, so that you won't feel the pain and the fever temperature and stuffs. So when these are stopped and there's healing stopped. So you are not allowing your body to heal. So always take painkillers only when needed. When it's really necessary, when you can't bear the pain. Because as soon as fever comes, you take the painkiller, your fever won't go in 3 days. It'll take more days. Normally, if you leave your body, your fever will go within 3 days. Because that's the time period of a rhinovirus, you know. Rhinovirus is the common cold virus, actually. So, yeah. Don't forget. Spread this information to everyone. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Medical Miracles. Don't forget to follow and share my podcast. Thank you.